From Greenville, South Carolina, we present
Let the Bible Speak.
Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We welcome you to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns will bring the conclusion of a message entitled, The Passing of the Temporary and the Coming of the Permanent. Our text is found in the last phrase of Hebrews chapter 8, verse 13, Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. Although the context is dealing with the passing of the Old Testament ceremonies and the initiation of God's new covenant in Christ, in these words we also see the decay and eventual death of our human bodies, and indeed the passing away of this world in which we live. And similarly, the passing of the old year signals the opening of vast new opportunities of service for the Lord, whether on earth or in heaven. However, for the unsaved, death and departure signals the beginning of everlasting misery. In the light of eternity, the most important matter in anyone's life is the destiny of his or her immortal soul. We urge you to heed the plea of the gospel and flee to Christ while there is yet time. Dr. Cairns will be with us in just a few minutes. First, we call your attention to a devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the writings of the great 19th century English preacher Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, No Stranger in Heaven. The text is Psalm 73 and verse 24. Thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. From day to day and from year to year, my faith believes in the wisdom and love of God. And I know that I shall not believe in vain. No good word of his has ever failed, and I am sure that none shall ever fall to the ground. I put myself into his hand for guidance. I know not the way that I should choose. The Lord shall choose mine inheritance for me. I need counsel and advice, for my duties are intricate, and my condition is involved. I seek to the Lord, as the high priest of old looked to his Urim and Thummim. The counsel of the infallible God I seek, in preference to my own judgment or the advice of friends. Glorious Jehovah, thou shalt guide me. Soon the end will come. A few more years, and I must depart out of this world unto the Father. My Lord will be near my bed. He will meet me at heaven's gate. He will welcome me to the glory land. I shall not be a stranger in heaven. My own God and Father will receive me to its endless bliss.
Christ suffered, he got rid.
you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Be sure to obtain your copy of A Word in Season.
The passing of another year for an ungodly, unconverted man or woman sounds a note of passing opportunity. And soon you're going to come to the place where you lament, as did the Jews of Jeremiah's day. The harvest is past. The summer has ended. We're not saved. This is a haunting tragedy. Like every other preacher, I have to live with this. To see people grow up under the sound of the gospel. To hear the challenge of the Word of God. To be moved even at times by the preaching of the Word of God. To tramp beneath their feet every opportunity to be saved, every offer of grace. Go on out till they finally reach the place where there's no more opportunity. There's no more preaching. There's no more praying. There's no more witnessing from a godly mother, or pleading from a godly father, or exhorting from a godly preacher. The harvest is past. Summer's ended. It's all over. And they're still not saved. The passing of this year marks the passing of opportunity. It warns of the increasing alienation from God that sinners experience, and it warns of the approaching end of the age. And yet, thank God, we're still in the world. And so it holds out the opportunity to hear and live. Isaiah says, hear, and your soul shall live. Hearken, listen, attend, and act upon the clear command of God's word. This is an opportunity to grasp. It's an opportunity to grasp today, because listen, the state of the soul after death is permanent. When the Mormons come preaching about a second chance, they are the devil's liars. Understand what I'm saying there. When the Pope comes telling you that you may be able to have remaining sin burned out of you in purgatory, he is another of the devil's liars. The state of the soul after death is permanent. It is unchangeable. So life is decaying. It's groaning with age. It's passing away. And then what? Then what? For the unsaved man or woman, this Bible teaches me that it will be eternity without Christ. We sang forever with the Lord. Can you imagine the dirge of hell? Forever without the Lord. Forever cut off from His consolations. Forever deprived of His love. Forever alienated from His grace. Forever rejected from His presence. Forever without even the possibility of the cleansing of Jesus' blood. Forever in hell. Because just as it's good news for saints that heaven is forever, it is terrible but true news for sinners that hell is forever. I think it was Willie Nicholson, the great Presbyterian evangelist of the early 20th century in Ulster, who told his people as he warned them of eternity without Christ that a million years into eternity they would lift their eyes and look around them and see in flaming letters eternity is forever. He used to pray that God would stamp eternity upon the eyeballs of men and women here and now, that they may see eternity is forever. Because listen, that which decayeth and waxeth old, that's you. That's me. Is on the point of vanishing away from here to there forever. Think of it. If you're saved, you've cause to rejoice. For the old body soon will be glorified to be like Christ's glorious body. And all the pain and all the pollution of the old will be gone forever. But if you're unsaved, I can only cry as Moses did, oh, that they were wise. Oh, that they understood this. Oh, that they would consider their latter end. This impermanent state is ready to pass away. What follows is forever. May I ask you today, for you as you are now, what would that be? What would it be? Think carefully. Think deeply. And in God's name I plead with you, think honestly. If you could not face death and judgment today, you need to get right with God today. May God stamp upon our hearts the impermanence of all that is temporal and the permanence of all that is eternal. Get us ready to meet the Lord and make every man, woman, and child here to be able to rejoice in the certain glory that comes by grace through faith in the merits of Christ alone. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Let's all pray. In just a moment, the meeting will be over. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If you're not saved, or if, as a Christian, you're like that broken reed, bruised reed, should I say, or that smoking flax, you've lost out with God and the joy of the Lord has been taken from you. We can help you in the things of God. We invite you to remain and talk with us. Dr. Barrett and Mr. Braham and I will be happy to open the Scriptures and point you Christward. Father in heaven, we thank Thee for the great truth of the chapter of God's Word that we've been reading. We thank Thee for the great truth of the text at the end of the chapter. We praise Thee, our God, for the revelation of Thy truth regarding the permanence of eternity. We know that heaven and hell are real. Our God, we pray today that Thou wilt stamp that reality upon every heart. Stamp it in my heart. Stamp it, Lord, in the heart of every hearer. We pray for those who are not saved. Oh God, we pray for those who have religion enough to shield their conscience from the witnessing of Thy people, but they realize that they have no heart experience of Christ. God, save them today, we pray. Open those hearts, for we know that it is solely within Thy power to open a heart to Christ. Lord, open the heart of the unbeliever. Grant the gift of saving faith. Lord, we pray today that Thou wilt move with grace. We pray that Thou wilt bring the lost to Christ, young and old. We pray that Thou wilt bless those who are saved. And, O Lord, help us to keep on going with our eyes upon the crown, that we may cast it at Jesus' feet and rejoice in the grace that brings us there. Lord, as this old year would die, and we would face the passing of time, we would rededicate ourselves to Thee. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days and let them flow in ceaseless praise. Make this our prayer and answer it for Jesus' sake. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, our sole mediator and redeemer, the love of God, our Father, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, our Comforter, be our portion this day and evermore, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.